This is JIS News. Coming up, government inviting investments in health tourism. National Environment and Planning Agency increases enforcement actions, and Consumer Affairs Commission secures over $30 million in refunds and compensation on behalf of aggrieved consumers. The details after the break.
Jamaicans from all walks of life,
we must save energy and help the Jamaican economy.
Energy saving, we say.
Today.
Now the news. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson is calling on the private sector to join in efforts geared towards the development of health tourism on the island. He says the vision is for Jamaica to become the health hub of the Caribbean and a major player in the Americas. However, for this to be achieved, the private sector will have to step forward and provide the services that will extend the range and depth of offerings in the Jamaican health sector. Minister Ferguson adds that Jamaica is well-placed with top-class health professionals and a vibrant tourism sector backed by good transportation links and room stock. He says due to these factors, persons should be coming to Jamaica to get their health care at a tenth of the cost elsewhere. The health minister was speaking at the 10th anniversary celebrations of Island Radiology Limited in St. Anne on the weekend. The National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, is reporting a 41% increase in the number of enforcement actions taken against companies and individuals in breach of the various environmental and planning laws. Junior Waterland, Environment and Climate Change Minister Ian Hills says the numbers have moved from 633 in the 2012-2013 fiscal year to 893 for the 2013-2014 period. These include cessation orders, enforcement notices, stop notices, and notice of intention to suspend.
The number of matters brought before the courts for environmental and planning breaches also increased, with the number of summons served from 13 in 2012-2013 to 49 last financial year. Over the past year, the scaled-up enforcement activities have resulted in a number of conviction and settlement also.
Minister Hales was making his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives recently. The Consumer Affairs Commission, CAC, secured over $30 million in refunds and compensation on behalf of aggrieved consumers last fiscal year. For the same period, the CAC also handled 1,500 consumer complaints. Over 1,200 of these cases have been settled for an average resolution rate of 82%. Junior Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Sharon Folks-Abrahams says the figures are a clear indication of the level of grievances consumers are facing, as well as the relevance and impact of the work of the CAC. She's urging consumers to be vigilant and use the resources of the commission rather than giving up their rights. Minister Folks-Abrahams was making her contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in Parliament last week. And the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, PCJ, has spent over $116 million on 100 energy efficiency projects across the island. The projects were implemented from 2004 to 2013 in government hospitals, schools, health centers, and other public sector facilities. Senior Legal Counsel and Corporate Secretary at the PCJ, Noreen Small, says the initiatives have resulted in a reduction in the island's energy bill.
The PCJ is confident that our multifaceted strategy will prove fruitful in the long run and Jamaica will reap the rewards. To this end, we're tackling the problem on multiple fronts, including increasing generation from indigenous renewable sources, aggressively seeking investment for oil and gas exploration, and spearheading research in alternative energy.
Ms. Small was speaking at the PCJ's 35th anniversary Thanksgiving church service Sunday. The PCJ is a government entity mandated to facilitate energy security on the island. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.